Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterwin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembron.
Hey, that's me, and this is Mel Pearson in our studio as we get set for another edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on the 17th of February. Four regular season games left in the Michigan Tech 2013-2014 hockey season. And we come off a very frustrating weekend for Michigan Tech hockey against Alaska Fairbanks at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Good morning to you, Coach. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dirk. I'm fine, thank you. Anxious to get back at work this week. So, as you say, disappointing, frustrating weekend that I definitely didn't see coming, and I don't think many people did. I knew Alaska had a good team. Not surprised that they beat us, but just surprising how thoroughly they beat us and how it went down.
Did you have, we talked about this a lot, but did you have any inkling before the game started? I mean, like on Thursday and Friday before the games that this could happen?
Well, I was very concerned. I spent a lot of time in the CCHA, so I've seen Alaska and their team and how they play. And, they beat us in Michigan a few times. You know, I know that they're, the way they skate, the way they play, and they've got they've got two or three great seniors. You know, Kunick and Beck are just, very, very good. And I was very concerned about the weekend, especially after you've had a little bit of success. You've won a few games in a row. You played a Huntsville team and had, scored a lot of goals. And Huntsville maybe not the best team. And, it's easy to get comfortable and in that zone where you think things are just going to come too easy. And, we try, as much as you stress it as a coach, and this is the frustrating part, as much as you stress, how we have to be more prepared, be ready to play, all that, and everything we did this week as coaches was to try to get our team ready for Friday. But, we weren't ready right from the drop of the puck on Friday. Now, having said that, we got back in the game, but there's some key moments in the game that we'll talk about.
It was just, I know as a coach you're much more keen as far as your senses of being whether or not the team is ready to play or not. But it was so easy, I think, even for the casual fan to see the difference in the effort, I guess, but just the speed of the game.
Yeah, just the speed of the game, and you could just be off, Dirk. It's not a big deal, and you're just an inch, short or, a second too slow, and you really can see it. Like, just getting to a loose puck. I mean, you could just tell right off the get-go that if there was a free puck, who was getting to the free puck first? And part of that is anticipation, and part of that is the hunger and the desire and ready to play. Just that, and it's you can be just a little bit off, but if you're just that little bit off, it shows all over the place. And I think that showed right away on Friday, they had some great scoring opportunities. I mean, Phoenix had to play very well, but, did we sense that during the week? No, we had a good week of practice. We thought our team was ready. I think on the road, and it's not an excuse, sometimes it's easier because your team is dialed in, and they left on Monday, Dirk. They left Monday. Normally you wouldn't, get to the place you're playing till maybe Wednesday night or so. Like when we do, we go up to Alaska, but they left Monday. So I don't know if they didn't have class or they really don't. School wasn't that important this week to them as the hockey, and it's not an excuse, but they were, I think they sensed the urgency. They were a lot more, they played with a lot more desperation than we did off the get-go. And like I said, it doesn't have to be, the margin doesn't have to be great. It can just be just very small in any sport, in any game, and you could see that on Friday night.
You know, it's funny you say that because Damon Whitten, I spoke to him, I think, Friday. And he made a comment that I don't think about because I rarely travel with the team anymore. And he said it's been a long week. Usually, you know, we've been on the road so much this season that, like you said, you leave on Wednesday a lot of time, and the week is compacted at home. Where on the road, you're together all the time. And he said this last week dragged on so much because of that.
Well, it did. And this time of year, you have to be careful with how much you practice. And, you know, because we've been practicing since the middle of September. Like, no other collegiate sport, team sport, you know, goes this long. And everybody does it. But, you know, they had the weekend off last weekend, and I thought they looked fresher, too, you know. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, as a coach, you're always wondering, well, do we practice too much? Do we practice more? Should I give them a day off on Wednesday? Do we give them 2 days, Sunday, Monday? So there's a lot of things that go in to try and prepare your team for that weekend. And you're right, when you're at home, it seems like, you know, the week really drags on. And right now in practice, is you want to practice and get something out of it. And you want to, you know, if you have to shorten it, you have to shorten it. If you have to go longer, you have to go longer. So, and that'll be the case this week. Like, and just really concerned with our ice time and getting the proper rest and having the energy to play the games. And that's what it's all about now, just having that energy, having that jump, being fresh. And they looked a lot fresher and had more jump than we did. So we're going to change some things up this week.
Besides them being quicker to the puck, winning the battles throughout the two games this weekend, was there anything that they did differently from watching us beat them up there in two games? You think that they altered their systems at all to try to beat us here at the McGinnis?
Well, as you know, when we played up there, we played in Olympic sheets.
Right.
So they play a little bit different game on the Olympic sheets. So when this every team gets the games of your opponent. So we've seen all their games since, you know, boy, start of the year. So what we did is we went back and watched their recent games, but they're on an Olympic size sheet. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to put too much stock in there because they're probably going to play a little bit different on the smaller ice surface. And so we went back to their Bowling Green series, which was their first series since the Christmas break. And they didn't look great in that series. Bowling Green beat them and tied them. So, but they did make some changes. They changed a little bit of their neutral zone play, and we had some trouble with that on Friday, I thought, getting through that. And we tried to make some adjustments during the game. We never quite could get all the adjustments made, I think, even though I thought halfway through the game we handled it better than we did at the start. But by then, we're down, you know, 5-2.
Right, yeah.
And it's really hard to come back when you get behind like that, especially against good teams.
Well, let's go through some of the goals. We're not going to go through all of the goals here throughout both games, but on Friday night, they got on the board first, and a power play was really good for them, or was it just we were that
penalty kill? We weren't very good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we got I haven't seen that from us all year, that we got, you know, I don't know if we had three players trapped in the corner, essentially.
Yeah.
We tried to outnumber them there, and we got caught on the wrong side of their players. They got caught, or they were between, you know, our player and the net, so they had the advantage, and we just had some breakdowns on the first goal, and we didn't take bodies or sticks.
Power play. Here's a chance for it. The shot's rebound is there. Look, puck behind the net. They score. Papley made the save. The puck went by. Quinn took the shot from the point. That started it all in a quick 13 seconds into the power play for Alaska. They strike first with 4:27 left to go in the period.
I thought they used their points pretty well over the weekend.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, as you say, it was a pretty, you know, first period. Once Phoenix made a few saves for us, we sort of got our feet underneath us a little bit, and we're starting to play better until we got the penalty. And then, you know, they took advantage of it, and we always talk about this. What happens when you score, it gives your team, you know, a lift, some energies, a boost, and we get scored against, it puts you on your heels a little bit. And I thought we got caught on our heels there a little bit, you know. But having said that, we come back and get an important goal.
We do. We tie it up. David Johnstone gets the goal for the Huskies on the power play to make it 1-1 at the 16:25 mark.
Batan will hold it in. David Johnstone over for Batan. His shot blocked in front by Parayko, who went down to make the play. David Johnstone dangerous with that puck. Huskies will hold it in. Here's a chance. Shot scores! They could not get it out, and the Huskies tie it up with a power play goal, 1-1.
Alex Patan give the feed over there for David Johnstone. Did David Johnstone, maybe I miscalled that, did he take a risk that he shouldn't have taken right before that, or was that a good play for such a talented player?
Well, yeah. Excuse me, Dirk. I think when your good players are going to take some chances and...